We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Your guys, Derek and Cody, with you as always. And guys, we got some exciting news a few days ago. The NFL cap is rising. I think it was 255 was the new number. So increasing by 30 million, which is insane, guys. So it's a lot for these teams. A lot of teams really benefiting from this, and the Indianapolis Colts could be one of them. So after this increase in the cap for this offseason, the Indianapolis Colts currently sitting at about the sixth most in the NFL right now, with a number from over the cap's number is just over $72 million in cap right now. It fluctuates a little bit. It's kind of been in between 72 and 74, somewhere in and there. But you know, there's a lot of different ways you could even add more to that, which we're going to talk about here shortly. But basically, the Indianapolis Colts basically got about another $14 million in cap space here, Cody. And, you know, this couldn't have come at a better time. You got some guys that you want to be able to keep in. You got to talk about some guys that you maybe want to try to get. This could be a great time for the Indianapolis Colts to take advantage of this number increasing like this.
Yep, exactly. And what a better time with, you mentioned all the free agents of note here for Indianapolis. So couldn't have come at a better time. You're absolutely right. And yeah, it's great to see. And like you mentioned, you know, there's some other ways the Colts can also potentially even increase that cap more. You know, right now they currently sit at sixth in the NFL in terms of cap space. And so for a team that's young, but we'll have to pay some guys, that's definitely a really good thing. I mean, you definitely think, okay, you know, you can still re-sign a lot of your guys that you want to re-sign and have some money potentially to use and be flexible, as Chris Ballard put it, right? With having a young quarterback on a rookie contract. And, you know, you have some money to potentially add a couple potential impact free agents this offseason. So it's definitely a good thing to see that. Derek, let's just kind of look at, you know, some of these, you know, potential moves the Colts could make. I think the first one we got to talk about is potentially cutting Mo Alie-Cox, which I think would save you $4 or $5 million-ish around there. I don't have the exact number right in front of me, but I mean, that could easily increase your cap space, you know, if it's $72 million now to $76 million or whatever it would be. If you did that, that would definitely be a great thing for Indianapolis. You got $76, $77 million in total. But Derek, when you look at some of the free agents that the Colts have right now, I think we have kind of the big couple that we want the Indianapolis Colts to re-sign. And so let's say we factor in the guys we want the Colts to re-sign. That would obviously be Michael Pittman. That would be Grover Stewart. That would be Kenny Moore. That would be Julian Blackman. That's kind of like the big four. And maybe you re-sign like a guy like Rigoberto Sanchez. You know, maybe you re-sign Zach Moss. You know, there's a couple other, you know, lower tier free agents potentially that you re-sign. But for the most part, Derek, I think we can say right around $50 million-ish of that, if you do re-sign all these guys, that you would be using. I know if you did tag Michael Pittman, it would be around $22 million. So you'd have roughly $50 million, you know, to work with when it comes to re-signing some of these guys, and then also, you know, potentially signing some free agents. And so when you look at it overall, Derek, what is your impressions of what the Colts could do if they chose to keep the big four and potentially sign a few other kind of lower tier guys to smaller contracts.
Now, what I just thought of in this moment, and I think it's actually a great idea if I'm Chris Ballard, mainly the guy that I would be most impressionable to do this with would be Michael Pittman. For Michael Pittman's contract, because you know you're going to get him to a long-term deal, best thing you can do if you're the Indianapolis Colts, try to reduce that first-year number. I think that first-year number, say, hey, Michael Pittman, here, we're going to give you that four-year contract. We're going to give you that 90 million, 90-something million like that, you know, something that we think the market value is at for you right now, which the market value for Michael Pittman right now is just under 23 million. So that sounds about right. It sounds about exactly what we're going to get. But let's just say he says, hey, your first year or your first 2 years, we're going to pay you.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
18 million, 19 million instead for those first 2 years, then we'll kind of backlog your contract and then you'll get that extra four or five million on those last 2 years. You know, when we're already in that situation where we're trying to build this team and then we're trying to work some other things out and the Colts can put some stuff in the contract that helps them to where they're able to, you know, incentives and whatnot to maybe make it work. I think that Ballard will find a way to try to, like, you know, move the numbers around a little bit. But no doubt, like you said, it's going to be difficult because you're not going to lock Grover Stewart down to a long-term contract. So you're not going to be able to really get any kind of flexibility within the contract, I don't think. Kenny Moore, I don't think you're going to really get that kind of opportunity either. So if you're looking at that, maybe the only other guy you would potentially think about it is Julian Blackman. But then again, Julian Blackman's not going to make so much money to the point where it's just going to absolutely kill you. So, I mean, that really just seems to me like the only thing that you would worry about was for Michael Pittman's contract specifically, even if just for this year, until you're waiting for that cap to increase again next year, then you'll be able to, you know, knock him down a few million so you can keep the Grover Stewart, keep the Kenny Moore, keep the Julian Blackman. Heck, maybe even keep Zach Moss or Gardner Minshew. Maybe that's the difference between one of those, one or two of those guys leaving is just saving a few million dollars from Michael Pittman to be able to save for one of those guys that you're desperately trying to get back. And then you're going to have to spend a couple million on maybe re-signing a few of your guys and a few other things like that. But after that, like you said, it now opens up the Indianapolis Colts having anywhere from about $14 to $20 million to be able to spend on free agency and be able to get those one or two big in-house free agents that you're really trying to get to be able to help boost this roster. So, I mean, it definitely, I mean, wouldn't you say, Cody, like having 20 million or so after bringing in your big name guys that you want to keep sounds like a good investment, I would say.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events, The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
I'd say so, because you know, you say you bring back all those four guys. You bring back a guy like Tyquan Lewis. You bring back Sanchez, just for example. So you feel pretty good about, you know, some of your starters. You've locked in, you know, four long-term starters for you. And then, you know, you bring back a couple role guys as well. You know, obviously Rigo being your starting punter as well. But, and then, yeah, you go and get, you know, an impact free agent. You know, you spend, you know, like you said, between 14 and 20-ish million. You get one of the big fish, if you will. I think that would be a great thing. You know, if you're able to, okay, we feel good about strong safety, wide receiver. We got our number one guy. You know, we got Kenny Moore still. You know, we got a lot of these guys. We got Grover back. So it helps with some of those positions of need. And then you can attack, say, getting an edge rusher in free agency, or, you know, getting a free safety in free agency as well. I know it's a really strong market for that, for safeties. You know, if you did get a guy like Xavier McKinney or whatever, you know, somebody like that, I don't know if he'll be tagged or not, but you know what I mean? Like one of those guys that could potentially help you out immediately at free safety, that would make a whole lot of sense for the Indianapolis Colts to do that. And then boom, all of a sudden, you know, you filled a lot of different positions and you got those locked down for at least the next couple of years. And then you can go attack, say, corner, or you can go attack, I don't know, whatever you want to attack, really. What if you want to get some more weapons? And you still have a lot of draft capital at pretty decent positions where you feel like we can help continue to build this team where it needs to go. We've kept our guys. We've gotten one or two impact guys, and we feel really good with where we're at. So that definitely sounds like a good thing for me, a good idea for the Colts if they want to do that, you know, really helping them out and, you know, continuing to add to this roster, bringing back guys. And, you know, honestly, you know, how good does that speak to your locker room, bringing back guys who have earned another contract with you guys? So I definitely think all those things sound really, really good. If I'm with the Indianapolis Colts, I feel really good about that because you feel like we have our guys, you know, for the future. You know, some we have our draft guy, the guys that we drafted, the guys that we kind of brought in, but we also are going to add a little bit of firepower outside. We're going to supplement in free agency, like we've talked about, while also still having the ability to add in the draft as well. So, yeah, overall, it feels good to me. I feel good with that plan.
Yeah, and of course, this is all just saying that these are all the guys that Indianapolis is going to want to bring back. Who knows? Maybe they don't want to bring back Grover Stewart. Maybe they don't want to bring back Kenny Moore. Maybe they don't want to have Julian Blackman back if he's asking for too much money. You know, it just all depends. We're all assuming that this is the four that Indy's going to want to bring back or keep. So, you know, it is what it is. We all kind of assume it because we all think that's what's most likely going to happen. But it definitely is great that the cap has increased. It opens up a lot more things, Cody, because now you're looking at it and saying that Indy will now have an opportunity to be able to keep their guys around and be able to, you know, not have to worry as much about how much cap you're going to have after these numbers happen. But it also, like I mentioned, if Chris Ballard can work that long-term extension for Michael Pittman and be able to have a situation where that first year, that contract, you know, or even Grover Stewart's or even Kenny Moore's, you know, if those contracts get front-loaded or back-loaded, I should say, and then, you know, you're saving that money for this free agency, sure, you might have to pay a little bit extra for next year's, but again, the cap's going to increase still. The money just keeps going up. The caps are always going to keep increasing. So it just makes it easier for Chris Ballard if he's going to want to do more moves going forward. And I'm glad that we're on the same page with that, but that's going to do it for this video, guys. Let us know your thoughts on this cap space increase. Do you think that leaves the door open for a couple more opportunities for Chris Ballard, or do you think, nah, this ain't going to change anything, we're just going to, it's still going to be bargain Ballard basically at this point. So let us know your thoughts, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, go Colts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.